Streaming on WRJN, sponsored by the UW Organ and Tissue Donation Center. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more.
It's the first major step toward ending the region-wide unrest that began after Hamas' October 7th attack. This man in Tel Aviv weighs in.
I'm all for it, but I'm asking myself the question, why, when Hezbollah in Lebanon, still with his, most of his force left, threatening in Israel, we can reach an agreement, but in Gaza, when we have 101 hostages and Hamas is almost finished, we cannot reach an agreement.
President Biden with a warning.
If Hezbollah or anyone else breaks the deal and poses a direct threat to Israel, then Israel retains the right to self-defense, consistent with international law.
Have you waited until today to begin the holiday getaway? Correspondent Jared Hills at New York's LaGuardia Airport.
In the final dash to Thanksgiving dinner, it's not the stuffing that's steering travelers through busy roads and crowded airports.
It's family. That's what makes it worth it, family being together.
AAA expects more than 5 million Americans to fly this week. Some headed out Tuesday to beat the Wednesday rush. What TSA estimates will be the busiest day to fly before Thanksgiving.
I feel like it hasn't gotten really busy yet.
I expected to see a whole bunch of lines, but I'm very pleasantly surprised.
An animal rights activist wanted by the FBI has been captured overseas.
Daniel Andreas San Diego, on the run for two bombings in Northern California since 2003, was taken into custody in Conwy, a town in Wales in the UK. Considered one of the FBI's most wanted terrorist suspects, he was sought for two animal rights-related bombings. San Diego was considered armed and dangerous during the two decades he went uncaptured, although no one was injured in the explosions. Michael Toscano, CBS News, Washington.
Police in New York City have busted up a shoplifting ring, arresting five people who allegedly stole close to $2 million worth of perfume, makeup, and clothing from high-end stores in three different states over a two-year period. Governor Kathy Hochul.
We're not taking this anymore. There's more of us than you. We're going to make sure we have the resources to do everything at our disposal to shut you down once and for all.
Officials say the suspects sold brands like Versace and Valentino. Australia's House of Representatives has approved the world's first ban on social media for kids under 16. It would make platforms like TikTok, Facebook, and X liable for fines up to $33 million if they fail to prevent children from holding accounts. The nation's Senate has the final say. S&P futures are down 10. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. Body camera from the first deputy on the scene has already been released in connection to that bus flipping over yesterday in Racine County. You see the deputy approaching the driver standing next to the overturned bus.
Are you the only person?
Yes, there's no children.
Okay, good.
It's on my way to work and we'll pick up the kids.
A routine morning took an unexpected turn when the school bus collided with a Pontiac at Highway 36 and South Wind Lake Road yesterday. It's in the town of Norway. The impact caused the bus, which was empty except for the driver, to overturn and come to a rest on its roof in a small pond. An investigation is underway. The driver's all right. A Turkey Day trash reminder. Public Works won't be picking up your garbage tomorrow. In Racine, your pickup day will be adjusted going forward. In Kenosha, they'll pick up Thursday trash on Friday and catch back up on Saturday. Kenosha County is getting lit up this weekend. It won't be through a bottle, but through the power grid, when the city and county officials hold their official tree lighting ceremonies. The city is doing theirs in a new place at Veterans Memorial Park. That's at 52nd Street and 6th Avenue. It'll get plugged in on Friday. The Kenosha County tree gets lit Saturday during an event at Pets Park. Both events feature live music, food, and activities for the littles. Some in southeastern Wisconsin have the opportunity to win a $100 Visa gift card by just answering a few questions. It's a survey aimed at enhancing local natural resource protection efforts. The survey, open until December 1st, encourages people to provide feedback that will help the Root Pike Watershed Initiative to improve its efforts. It's open to those in Racine and Kenosha counties, plus a few in Milwaukee County, including Oak Creek, New Berlin, and Greendale. Search Root Pike Survey for more. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks are back to 500. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with a 106-103 win over the Heat in Miami. Milwaukee's win-loss record now even at 9-9. Just before the tip-off, Giannis Antetokounmpo had his left knee flare-up with swelling and was unable to play. How did that change the game plan? Head coach Doc Rivers.
When Giannis went out, it was such a late scratch. You know, kind of had a scrambling. We usually go with bigs, and we decided to play small ball the entire game because I really felt like with so much scoring, the only way we're going to win the game is we had to win the three-point game.
NFL, the Packers getting ready for their Thursday night game on NBC for Thanksgiving. I asked Jordan Love how he feels about playing in prime time on the holiday.
Yeah, it's awesome. You know, anytime you're prime time, especially playing on a day like Thanksgiving where, you know, I grew up eating Thanksgiving food and watching football. So, you know, a lot of people, that's kind of the tradition. So it's definitely special. You know, we love these primetime games for sure.
That's quarterback Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Some pretty good travel weather this holiday weekend, but grab the warm coat because it's going to be cold. Today, partly cloudy, 42. Flurries tonight, 27. Thanksgiving Day, partly cloudy, 35, with colder highs in the mid to upper 20s by Friday and Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 30.
I took my nephews to Disneyland. Wow. You know, in the Midwest, we always went to Disney World. Much better. Disneyland, after being there for about 4 hours, I completely hit the wall, and I thought, boy, I'd like a beer. Well, I couldn't find one. So finally, I just asked this vendor lady, I'm like, excuse me, ma'am, is there anywhere I could get a beer or a glass of wine? You would have thought I asked for 8-ball crack cocaine. I've never seen anyone react like that. Ma'am, there's no alcohol at Disneyland. I'm like, well, my ticket says it's the happiest place on earth. So I think we have a problem. And I would like to speak to Goofy, and I am not kidding.
Gentry's had another song after that one. I guess better to have one big hit song on your resume than none. But, yeah, that was it. Hey, good morning. I'm Don Rosen at 6:09. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Looking for cloudy weather today with a high near 43. Cloudy, a slight chance of snow and rain. Lows around 28 tonight. A beautiful Thanksgiving. Sunny with a high near 36. Black Friday, beautiful. Sunny 29. The high, and Saturday and Sunday, sunny and cold. So really nice weather coming up for Thanksgiving and beyond. I love it. Currently right now, it's cloudy and 32 degrees right here at Radio Park. Don't forget tomorrow,
That's right. It's like the good old days. The Packers are playing on Thanksgiving Day. We'll have the game. Miami will be at Green Bay. Broadcast time, 5 p.m. The kind of people in Miami will be having a super shock tomorrow because it's going to be cold out there. I don't think in Miami they're used to it. Anyway, so yeah, tomorrow, 5 p.m., Packer football right here at WRJN. Oh, yeah, Tommy James and the Shondells. Crystal Blue Persuasion.
Look over yonder. What do you see? The sun is rising. Definitely, a new day is coming. Ooh, people are changing. Ain't it beautiful? Crystal blue persuasion. Maybe tomorrow, when he looks down every green field, in every town, all of his children,
jockey. And you know what? I heard him on the radio. He sounds really good. I better watch out. He sounds really good. And his knowledge of rock and roll is pretty darn good, too. 614, local news and timeless hits at WRJN. A new poll asked people for their favorite Thanksgiving Day pie. Coconut cream pie came out number one. No, it didn't. But I wish it would have. That's my favorite. It's never coconut cream pie is never on a list of favorite pies ever. All right, pumpkin pie was number one, followed by apple and then pecan. Pumpkin pie is more popular with older people. The younger adults like apple. How about coconut cream pie? Does anybody like that? That's my favorite. 615 WRJN.
He's a real nowhere man. sitting in his nowhere land, making all his nowhere plans for nobody. Doesn't have a point of view, knows not where he's going to. Isn't he a bit like
Submarine, the Beatles, and Nowhere Man, 617, local news and timeless hits at WRJN. I don't know if you knew this, but yesterday was Anti-Obesity Day and National Cake Day. That seems kind of mean. Speaking of obesity, ready to add some holiday weight? A poll found 1 in 4 Americans still haven't lost their holiday weight from last year. Wow.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Wicked, the movie, had the most successful opening of any film based on a Broadway musical. Naturally, fans are looking ahead. Wicked 2 was shot at the same time they shot Chapter 1. According to Forbes, the second installment will pick up where the first left off and where the second act of the stage show starts. Wicked Part 2 will have new music that was not in the Broadway show and hit theaters November 21st, 2025. If you're in Northeast Wisconsin and looking for some live entertainment this holiday season, be sure and check out Let Me Be Frank Productions' Frank's Christmas. Frank Hermans is a frequent guest on Nightlight and is a Fox Valley and Green Bay favorite. His shows have been selling out the Meyer Theater for the last decade. Frank's Christmas runs November 29th through December 27th at the Meyer, and there is a special performance December 8th at the Southern Door Community Auditorium. Check it out. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally at AM 540 WAUK.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride power scooter or power chair designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with care credit options also offers power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Something special to your table with Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Their fresh baked special order pies are the talk of the town, from sweet flaky apple and cherry to smooth pumpkin, sweet creamy potato, and indulgent bourbon pecan. Every pie is made from scratch with love and flavor in every bite. Whether you're hosting or bringing dessert, these pies are sure to make everyone smile. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, Von Hassel Jewelers in downtown Racine. The holiday season starts tomorrow, but you can save big today on a beautiful necklace, engagement ring, or other fine jewelry for that special someone. Looking for a one-of-a-kind piece? Von Hassel Jewelers has been designing and crafting custom certified jewelry for over 20 years. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase a $100 gift certificate for just $50. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
WRJN, Racine's home for local news and timeless hits Monday through Friday. But don't forget, we're here all weekend, too. Hear the Capsule Countdown, Saturday mornings between 6 and 10 with Rick Johnson. Terry Hovel has Rock and Roll Never Forget, Saturday from 10 to 2. And the Music of the Stars with Lou Regani, Sunday morning from 7 till noon. Something for everybody all weekend. WRJN.
Seal delivered. I'm yours. It's 624 local news and timeless hits. WRJN. Got a holiday party coming up. Mistletoe is dying out at work parties for obvious reasons. People worry they'll catch a sexual harassment complaint against them. I don't think I've ever been to a party at work or anywhere where there's been mistletoe hanging. If it was, nobody tried to get me under the mistletoe. Yes, Little Eva, 624 WRJN with the Locomotion.
Everybody's doing a brand new dance now.
Come on, baby, do the Locomotion.
I know you get to like.
that song you just heard was written by Carole King and Jerry Goffin. Little Eva was the babysitter for their children. And when they wrote the song, they gave her a test run and they said, here's our star to sing the song. And that's how Little Eva got that song. Just by being a babysitter for Carole King. Yeah.
Drop your silver in my tambourine. Help a poor man build a pretty dream. Give me pennies, I'll take anything. Now listen while I play. My green tambourine. Watch the jingle jangle start to shine. Reflections of the music that is mine. When you toss a coin, now listen while I play my green tambourine.
We got another half hour of those tambourine sounds, huh? It keeps going. It just keeps going. All right, why doesn't America get the fun fast food items? Like this, Pizza Huts in China are selling a new pizza that comes with a deep fried frog on top. And we're talking about a real frog that was deep fried right on top of the pizza. Could you imagine coming home with one of those? I'm thinking a new Thanksgiving treat. A deep-fried frog. Are they going to eat that on top of the pizza? That doesn't even make sense. Pizza Hut's doing that. Huh? In China. Let's hope it doesn't come to America. 6:30, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Let's check news in the morning. And once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Body camera from the first deputy on the scene has already been released in connection to that bus flipping over yesterday in Racine County. You see the deputy approaching the driver standing next to the overturned bus.
Are you the only person?
Yes, there's no children.
Okay, good.
He's on my way to work to go pick up the kids.
A routine morning took an unexpected turn when the school bus collided with a Pontiac at Highway 36 and South Wind Lake Road yesterday. It's in the town of Norway. The impact caused the bus, which was empty except for the driver, to overturn and come to a rest on its roof in a small pond. An investigation is underway. The driver's all right. A Turkey Day trash reminder. Public Works won't be picking up your garbage tomorrow. In Racine, your pickup day will be adjusted going forward. In Kenosha, they'll pick up Thursday trash on Friday and catch back up on Saturday. Kenosha County is getting lit up this weekend. It won't be through a bottle, but through the power grid, when the city and county officials hold their official tree lighting ceremonies. The city is doing theirs in a new place at Veterans Memorial Park. That's at 52nd Street and 6th Avenue. It'll get plugged in on Friday. The Kenosha County tree gets lit Saturday during an event at Pets Park. Both events feature live music, food, and activities for the littles. Some in southeastern Wisconsin have the opportunity to win a $100 Visa gift card by just answering a few questions. It's a survey aimed at enhancing local natural resource protection efforts. The survey, open until December 1st, encourages people to provide feedback that will help the Root Pike Watershed Initiative to improve its efforts. It's open to those in Racine and Kenosha counties, plus a few in Milwaukee County, including Oak Creek, New Berlin, and Greendale. Search Root Pike Survey for more. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Wisconsin congressman has some harsh criticism for the U.S. Department of Agriculture and their handling of the Pure Prairie Processing bankruptcy. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Wednesday. Let me refresh your memory in case you don't recall that story. Pure Prairie Processing, a Minnesota-based poultry processing facility, filed bankruptcy and essentially closed its doors, leaving producers of the birds in Minnesota, Iowa, and Wisconsin in the lurch, responsible for live birds that no longer had a market, and they were no longer getting funds to feed or take care of those birds. Wisconsin Congressman Derek Van Orden says USDA flat out dropped the ball.
The USDA has completely blown off Congress. It is absolutely inexcusable that they do this. So I am a member of Congress. I'm a member of the co-equal branch of government. And the USDA is responsible for giving about $50 million to a company that had failed several times before. They failed one more time, and we had about 3.5 million birds that were hanging out there in the lurch, of which the ones in Iowa and Minnesota were euthanized. And fortunately, our farmers were able to distribute the birds, their flocks, to folks. So it is completely unacceptable.
That's Wisconsin Congressman Darren Van Orden. He says he is going to continue to investigate what should have been done to protect producers from the Pure Prairie Processing bankruptcy. And he said, as far as USDA Ag Secretary Vilsack leaving, he said, good riddance.
Farming is full of up and downs, but with the right tools, you can navigate any cycle. Join Compeer Financial's Grain Vantage webinar on December 4th from 9 to noon. Hear from ag industry pros like me, Rob Sharkey, during this free virtual event. Leave with real-world strategies to help you manage risk and explore opportunities in today's market. Visit compeer.com/grainvantage to sign up. The Grain Vantage webinar, helping you take control of your farm's financial future.
No one should have to navigate herd health alone. Luckily, you don't have to. A successful operation requires teamwork. Visit bio-vet.com and let us help identify key challenges and offer expert solutions unique to your situation. We evaluate your full herd health plan and make economical recommendations to your operation. Learn more about our team and products for herd health at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
And let's hope that our deer hunters have more success over the Thanksgiving break. The Wisconsin DNR said we've harvested about 89,203 deer as of opening weekend. That's down about 2% compared to last year, down about 5% compared to our five-year average. 49,038 antler deer harvested, 40,165 antlerless deer taken as of the weekend. I'm Pam Yonke.
Some pretty good travel weather this holiday weekend, but grab the warm coat because it's going to be cold. Today, partly cloudy, 42. Flurries tonight, 27. Thanksgiving Day, partly cloudy, 35, with colder highs in the mid to upper 20s by Friday and Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 30.
Do you realize the only time in our lives we like to get old is when we're kids? If you're less than 10 years old, you're so excited about aging, you think in fractions. How old are you? 4.5. You're never 36.5. You're 4.5 and going on 5. That's the key there. You're going on. You get into your teens. Now they can't hold you back. You jump to the next number. How old are you? I'm going to be 16. And then the greatest day of your life, you become 21. But you see, even the word sounds like a ceremony. You become 21. Yes. But you turn 30. Ooh, what happened there? Makes you sound like bad milk. He turned. We had to throw him out. But it's no fun now. What went wrong? What changed? You become 21, you turn 30, then you're pushing 40. Stay over there. It's all slipping away. You become 21, you turn 30, you're pushing 40, then you reach 50. My dreams are gone. You become 21, you turn 30, you're pushing 40, you reach 50, and you make it to 60. I didn't think I'd make it. And then, folks, then you become 21, you turn 30, you're pushing 40, you reach 50, you make it to 60, but then you built up so much speed, you hit 70.
at 6:39. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN cloudy today with a high near 43. And it looks like cloudy tonight. A slight chance of snow and rain. Slight chance, 20%. Lows around 28 degrees. For tomorrow, we've got plenty of sunshine on Thanksgiving Day with a high near 36. Black Friday looking good too. Sunny with a high near 29. The weekend perfect. Sunshine both days, but cold temperatures under 30. Yikes. Cloudy, 32 degrees right now at Radio Park. So Macy's, you may have heard about this, had to delay its quarterly earnings report after they realized a single employee hid $154 million worth of expenses over the course of 3 years. Now, Macy's is huge. They put on the Thanksgiving Day parade. They have stores all over the world. How did nobody catch that for 3 years? We're not talking about, you know, $100. We're talking about $154 million. I take home a pen by accident from this radio station. Alarm bells go off in everybody's home. Rosen's got a pen. Rosen's got a pen. Lock the doors. Call the FBI. Rosen's got a pen. It's 640. Local news. Timeless Hits. The Supreme. Someday we'll be together. Local news. Timeless Hits. WRJN 99.9 FM in Racine. 98.1 FM in Kenosha. And everywhere. AM 1400, our legendary historic frequency. The Supreme, Someday We'll Be Together. Coming up on Christmas Day, a new movie's coming out. We're going to talk about this Monday with Nell Minow, the movie mom, is going to be here. It's called A Complete Unknown. It comes from the lyrics of Like a Rolling Stone. Like a complete unknown. Like a rolling stone. It's the biopic of Bob Dylan. Timothy Chalamet plays Bob Dylan. We're hearing Oscar buzz for not only this movie, but the performance of Timothy Chalamet as Bob Dylan. I saw the preview for it the other day in the theater. I got to tell you, looks good to me. And speaking about Bob Dylan, he wrote it. The Birds had a huge hit with it. Here's Mr. Tambourine Man. Timeless hits from WRJN at 6:46. Looking for cloudy weather today with a high near 43 degrees. Now that seems relatively nice, but get ready. It's dropping. Cloudy, a slight chance of snow and rain tonight. Slight chance. Lows around 28. Beautiful day for Thanksgiving. Sunny with a high near 36. Black Friday, sunny. Highs near 29. And Saturday and Sunday, sunny and cold. I don't think we'll be above freezing over the weekend. Right now it's cloudy, 32 degrees right here at Radio Park. Well, Thanksgiving is tomorrow. Hopefully you're looking forward to the festivities and not dreading it. Most of us just want to avoid conflict that day. So here are some tips on how to be a good guest. Some etiquette experts name the rudest things you could do at Thanksgiving dinner, like go on your cell phone. Sharing a meal is about togetherness, and your phone kind of takes you out of the present moment. Bringing uninvited guests. Now, if you think there's plenty to eat, it's still rude to bring people uninvited. If you want to bring someone at the last minute, check with the host first. Criticizing the food. Now, keep in mind, it took hours to prepare this meal. So thank the cook, even if you don't like it, or at least don't even mention it then. And showing up late. Don't be the person who makes everybody wait to eat. Now, if you really, really want to be a good guest, arrive with a small gift for the host. Offer to help, but let them take the lead. Don't be the bossy boss in the kitchen. And keep conversations light and fun. You know how to do that? No politics.
When the weather turns chilly, Ferraro's turns up the heat. This season of giving, get a little extra. Buy $100 in gift cards with cash, and Ferraro's will top it with a bonus $20 card. Don't miss November's cheesy ham and potato pizza with a beer cheese base, Canadian bacon, white potato, red onion, and topped with cheddar cheese. Plus, discover the tasty frozen pizzas, just right for carryout or your upcoming fundraiser. Bridging the warmth and flavor Racine craves. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Target Black Friday deals are here. And with up to 50% off gifts, you can make so many wishes come true. There's up to 50% off tech, video games, toys, and board games for gifts filled with wonder. Plus, up to 50% off small appliances, floor care, holiday trees, and so much more. You'll even save on all the essentials to get your house ready for the magic of the season. And there's free shipping when you spend $35. Save more on gifts with Black Friday deals. Happier holidays from Target. Restrictions apply.
Congratulations on your state high school football championship from WRJN to everyone, the coaches and student athletes at St. Catharines High School. It was a great game, as Dick Rusefa called it.
And that's the ball game. The final score, St. Catharines 26, Baldwin Woodfield 22. St. Cats wins its second state title in football in 6 years.
And we were proud to carry the game here on WRJN. Keep listening for more high school sports as the basketball season gets underway. Dick Rusefa and DG Sports teaming up with WRJN for all the action this season.
Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who place to call. Cause my uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who called me here from Memphis, Tennessee. Their home is on the south side, high up on a ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She went waving me goodbye. The hurry home drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree. And tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me, information, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Johnny Rivers, Memphis, 652, local news and timeless hits at WRJN. Let's talk about Thanksgiving dinner. A fancy restaurant in New York is selling a special cranberry sauce just for Thanksgiving. It cost $195 per spoonful. Wow. It's infused with a fancy port wine, white truffles, and decorated with edible gold leaf. $195 a spoonful. Only... in New York, huh? Speaking about New York City, here's the eyes of a New York woman. Here's BJ Thomas at WRJN.
Oh,
It doesn't get much dumber than this. A 22-year-old TikTok influencer in Florida got arrested after stealing hundreds of dollars worth of stuff from Target. And then get this, she posted the evidence on social media. Yeah, she was arrested. Doesn't get much dumber, does it? It's 6:56, local news and timeless hits. WRJN with the Backstabbers. Here come the OJs.
What they do? They smile in your face.
All the time they want to take your place. The Backstabbers.
Backstabbers. They smile in your face.
All the time they want to take your place. The Backstabbers.
Stab. I think we've all worked with some backstabbers at one time or another. I did my very first radio station. There was a guy, I won't mention his name. I was working overnights and I was like 18, 19 years old. And I was a full-time employee. And this guy wanted the job so bad. He was one of our part-timers. And he had his friends send in postcards to the program director to get rid of me. Well, the program director called me into his office. He showed me the postcards. He said, "Do you know who sent these?" I said, "I have a good idea," because all the postcards said basically the same thing. They were all mailed on the same day. Now, they were all individually mailed, but this guy got his friends to send postcards in to get rid of me. And we confronted him on it, and he fessed up. Yeah, he was trying to backstab me. It was confession.